Archives Hub Audio Tutorial, Unit 1, Section 5, Formatting Descriptions. This section is about options for formatting your descriptions. The EAD editor comes with a menu for formatting. You can access this menu at any time by using the right click on your mouse, or if you're using a Mac, use Control and click. We'll now go through each option on the list. Paragraphs. You can add additional paragraphs by choosing the paragraph option. This simply adds an opening and closing paragraph tag to the field that you are currently working on. You need to enter your text between these two tags. You will notice that many of the fields already have a set of paragraph tags provided for you. So if you are just entering one paragraph of text, you simply type your text in between the opening and closing tags that are provided. Instead of using the right-click menu, you can also add the paragraph tags by typing them manually, making sure that you use the angled brackets with a forward slash to indicate the closing tag. Whenever you want to add more paragraphs to any fields outside of the core fields, you must use these tags. The core fields are the reference title, repository extent, origination and language, which do not require paragraph tags. You cannot simply add white space through pressing enter, as the visual layout will not be taken through to the hub display and the white space will not remain. If you find that your text box turns red, this means that you have invalid markup, so you may have entered your paragraph tags incorrectly, and you need to rectify this before the box will turn back to white. It may be, for example, that you have omitted one of the angled brackets for your tags. Remember that you can use the Online View option in the left-hand menu to check that your description is displaying as you would like it to. If you would like any more information about this, please take a look at the Hub website page at archiveshub.ac.uk/manual-encoding-layout. This page can be found in the Archivist section of the website under Data Creation, Manual Encoding. Linking. Link tags are provided for archival links, web links, and email links. We will go through these in turn. Archival links are for creating links to other units of description where you have chosen to separate a description into a number of parts, which will usually be because the description is very large. We have implemented these archival links so they can be used for links within descriptions, although you may choose to use a different kind of link for this. You will see options for related, extended, child, parent, descendant, and ancestor. These options refer to the type of link. So, for example, related is used when you want to link to a related collection. Extended is where you wish to provide a much more detail about what you are currently describing. A child link is simply a link to a description that is directly below the current description, such as an item that forms part of a series. Please see the Archives Hub website at archiveshub.ac.uk/help/archref, ARCHREF, for more information on this. The page is in the Archivists section under Data Creation, Linking Between Descriptions. The information on archival links looks quite complicated because you have a number of options for different types of links. All of these options are designed to ensure that the link is semantically correct. We will not go into detail here about these links, but we ask you to look at the information provided and contact us if you would like further explanation. It is worth mentioning that very large descriptions, which means something around and over 5 megabytes, can cause problems and slow the system down. For a text file, 5 megabytes is very large, representing well over 50 pages of description. The next type of link is the web link, which is indicated by www. This is for just straightforward hyperlinks. This option will add the required tags for creating a link. You will see a tag called extref and an attribute name of href. You need to provide the attribute value, which is the actual hyperlink or web address, within the double quotes. And you also need to provide the link text, which may be the same, i.e. the URL, or you may wish to have different link text. The link text is provided between the two tags, so between the closing angled bracket and the opening angled bracket. If you would like to see an example of this, please go to the Hub website page at archiveshub.ac.uk/linking, which is in the Archivist section under Data Creation. The third type of link is the email link. Email links are very similar to web links, but the tags that are provided include a mail to in the attribute value. You need to enter the email address just after the mail to and colon and before the closing double quote. Provide the link text between the opening and closing extref tags. Again, this can be the actual email address, which is usually preferable, or it can be different text, so that when the user clicks on this text, they are taken to a new email with the email address already supplied. Titles. The next option on the menu is for titles. You will see that we have provided a number of options for formatting titles: plain, bold, italic, quoted, and underline, so that you can select the style that you normally use. We recommend using italic for titles. We do not recommend using underline here, as this is typically used for a hyperlink. Whichever option you choose, simply add the title between the opening and closing title tags that are provided. You may wish to use this option where you are entering titles of books, for example in the scope and content or in the publication note. Font. Font is an option designed to allow you to format text as bold, italic, quoted, or underline. Be careful using underline, as the acknowledged web standard is for this to be used for hyperlinks. List. List enables you to add a bulleted list. From the List menu option, you can choose List or Item. You need first to select the List option, and this will be entered into the field you are currently working on, together with the first Item tag. The first entry in your list must be put between the opening and closing Item tags. When you want to add another item to your list, be careful to have your cursor in the right place. It needs to be after the first set of tags for the first item and before the closing list tag. In other words, your item tags will appear exactly where your cursor is currently placed. To check how a list should look, go to our page at archiveshub.ac.uk/manual encoding layout. This is in the Archivist section under the Data Creation Manual Encoding. Bear in mind that at any time you can check how your description is looking by clicking on the Online Version button on the left side of the editor. This will display the description as it will appear on the Hub. Remember that if the field you are working on turns red, it means that your tags are incorrect, and you need to correct your tags before the field will revert back to a white background. In addition, remember that you can also decide to type the tags manually rather than using the right-click menu. Comment. The next item in the menu is a comment. Use this if you want to add the markup for providing a comment. Comments are not seen by the user, so they are just for you to add information to be seen only internally, such as indicating where more work is needed. Add the text that you want to in between the dashes that are provided. The keyboard option on the menu will be explained in Section 7 on non-standard characters. This completes Section 5 of the unit. In the next section, we will look at adding basic index terms.